Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Yes, it's Friday morning, and we are having a wonderful time at the First Fruit Grow and Prayer and Praise Conference, and I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. Now, let's go back into part two of this great service where the International Ambassador is hosting. God bless you. Let's go.
You should be encouraged. God bless you. The line is open to you, Dr. Stern. Take about 3 to 5 minutes, and if you would, receive that for us.
Praise the Lord. You didn't mean 35 minutes. Praise the Lord. Did you say 35 minutes, Dr. Johnson? Praise the Lord. God bless you all this morning. Amen. We honor God this morning. Praise the Lord to the First Fruit Prayer Line. It's been a good little while since we have been able to give, amen, God some praise and glory and honor for Dr. Vernot Johnson in a while. We have done it, you know, just rushing in to do it, but this is Friday. Amen. And we know that Friday that we bring our first fruits of our love offerings to Dr. Ambassador Dr. Vernot Johnson, and need not to tell you that a hiring is worthy of his labor, and we thank God that he is a laborer in the vineyard. He's blessed us so much, amen. So many of us depend on the anointing that God has placed in him to give to us, and I thank God for that, and we want you to thank God as well. So today, we are encouraging every last one of us. You hear what I say? Us. That's including me as well. To bless the man of God. When you hear him on the blog, hear him on First Fruit, hear him on Amazing Grace, and now God has elevated him in his own, amen, convocation, amen, to come and be a blessing to the people of God. He's moving, amen. It is his season, amen. It is Ambassador Vernot Johnson's season, and we're glad that it is his season, because I wouldn't want to be up under any leader that is not moving forward in the Lord. When he goes forward, that means we follow. And so we want to bless him today financially. It's good to say I heard you and you did a wonderful job, but it's only right according to Scripture. Muzzle not the ox that tread upon the corn. That means he's feeding us. So don't keep pushing him down and weighing him down. Let's lighten the load, for he and Lady Betty, they're worthy of it. So we're asking you, we know the procedure, to go to your local Walmart or any place that has that you see, they have them at the service station, CVS, Walmart, almost any corner you could go to, and you could do a MoneyGram, amen, and you want to send that MoneyGram to Dr. Vernot Johnson, amen. Little means much when you put it in the master's hand. It doesn't matter, amen, if you got a lot, send him a lot, but if you only have just a little grain of mustard seed offering, give it to Dr. Johnson. Let's show some love to our leader, amen. It's time to bless him, and you don't even have to do anything anymore. If you have been sending MoneyGrams to Dr. Johnson at Walmart, all they would do is ask you your name, and then they'll ask for you to give the name you're sending it to, and that is Dr. Vernot Johnson. Amen. They would circle, amen, reference number. They will circle it for you, and you need to give them a telephone number, and you will call Dr. Johnson at 913-406-4845, 913-406-4845, and that MoneyGram would have a reference number, and you would call Dr. Johnson and let him know with a glad heart, not begrudgingly, that Dr. Johnson, I bless you to the way that the Lord blessed me. I may not have much, but I want you to have a portion. I believe that, saints of God, and I believe that's why the Lord blesses me. Amen. It may not be what I think it is, but I'm thankful to God that I believe in sowing seeds to another man of God, and amen. Whoever's blessing me that God has put in my path, amen. I believe in blessing my pastor, blessing my overseer, and now blessing Dr. Johnson and so many others that are connected with me. But I want you to know, First Fruit Prayer Line, Dr. Johnson is not just a good man. He is a great man that has come our way, and we're thanking God for him every day. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. We can do better, and we will do better. So won't you, amen, take this words of encouragement, words, amen, to go in your spirit, and let's bless the man of God. It's only right. And we still love him. We love him. And when you love someone, you show your love. Amen. Again, go to Walmart, or you could go right in your home computer. Those of you that have a computer and you have a credit card or what have you, they can do it right on the line. Just go to Walmart. Amen. You don't even have to put WW. You could just put Walmart, it'll shoot right up. It's a very reputable place. And you could put Walmart in and go to MoneyGram. It's right there. It's so simple, very simple to do. And you could put all the information what Walmart would do. You would put his name. You don't need an address. Just his name. The city is Kansas. That's all you need. Amen. And put in your name, and they will ask for the telephone number. And it'll go right to him, and you can call him and let him know that he has a MoneyGram. We want to bless him today. Won't you join me in blessing the man of God? We want him to be, amen, very well taken care of, because it's our duty to do so. God bless you all. It's my prayer. I turn it back over into the hands of our great Ambassador Johnson.
Wonderful, Ambassador Stern. We just thank God for you. Well said, well said. And we appreciate you very much. All right, anybody else want to say a word? We'll give you a minute, you know, if you want to say a word. Anybody else? Just don't want to be unfair to you. All right, God bless you. I do want to thank God for Pastor Kevin Strada and GMAP.
Yeah,
they've been with us a long time. We're not overlooking them, and not overlooking Ambassador Julie Hagan and the blog line. Thank you so much for what you did last night. I don't know if GMAP carried our message, but thank God for Ambassador Julie Hagan and all of you who were so kind to me last night. The Lord is good. And, you know, the enemy was on his job, but God got the victory. That's the main thing, the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. So I want to just take a moment. Pastor Kevin Strada, if you're there, Ambassador Hagan, if you're there, the line is open to either one of you. Just make it known that you're there and tell us about GMAP and tell us about the blog line. Any one of you, amen, are you there?
Absolutely, Dr. Johnson. God bless you. Giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Honoring God for, of course, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, as well as each and every one of you here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line this morning. We just simply thank God. I am Pastor Kevin Strada from the GMAP Broadcast Network, and we're just grateful today. We just want to give honor to God and thank God for the opportunity to continue to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number 1.com. We just want to encourage you also to stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network. Be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. We'll turn it over to Ambassador Hagan at this time. God bless you.
God bless you. Bless you.
And God bless you. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, Lady Betty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mother Johnson. Good morning, all of the ambassadors.
Good morning.
All of the sisters, good morning to all of you and for those that are listening around the world. And welcome back, Pastor Strada. We're glad to have you back as well. I am Ambassador Hagan, and we are here in the studio, the live studio, Blog Talk Radio, which you know Blog Talk Radio is one of the largest, it is being rather the largest talk radio in the world. And we thank God we are being heard literally all over the world. Oh, my God. Africa, Brazil, Russia, China, Italy, oh my, you just name it. And We are being heard, and we thank the Lord. We have now, according to the stats that have come into me, we have over 90 million listeners all around the world. And it is so amazing what the Lord has done. We can be reached in the studio, 347-934-0207. And Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Dr. Johnson, we thank God for you for doing an excellent job in getting this word across the world and broadcasting to the Lord. And we were privileged to be in on the service on last night. For those of you who were listening on the blog did cut off at a certain time, but we were able to re-up. And the second portion, you can yet hear it if you will go to iTunes and check out the iPod. Thank you so much. God bless. Back to you, Dr. Johnson.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You know, we appreciate you, Ambassador Hagan. And the devil tried to hinder, but God blessed anyway. And I want to thank Pastor Kevin Strider because he led the way just over 2, 3, 4 years ago in broadcasting this First Fruit Prayer and Praise Line. And then from that, the Lord gave us the idea for the blog. Actually gave Ambassador Hagan the idea for the blog. But many times we get ideas because of other things around us. And thank God for Pastor Kevin Strider, when he came with GMAP, and it just grew from there to the block line, and no telling what the Lord may do. Amen. All the world, we're leading people nowadays to give 1 billion praises a night. I know some of that's far beyond your imagination, but by way of technology, it is being done, and it is available for us to give God 1 billion praises, because we got over 1 million people from that 90 million. Over 1 million are taking time to give praise to God with us. And 1 million people thanking God 1,000 times is 1 billion praises. Just one, not 90 of them, not 90 million, but 1 million is 1 billion praises. And so we're going from there. Do y'all know that if we get 1 billion praises for God, 1,000 days, and 1,000 days is a little less than 3 years, because 365 days a year times not quite 3, but 2.5 is 1,000 days. That means if we get God 1,000 praises for 2.5 years, we're well on our way. That means we will, that God will receive, that we will be happy to lead those praises, and God will receive 1 trillion praises. That's 1 trillion. Yeah. If he didn't want me to try to figure that out, he wouldn't have let math be a part of my lifestyle. That's 1 trillion praises. And what's the use in 1 trillion praises? It will change the course of the world. Some of y'all can't see that, but anytime you get people, as a woman or a man, thinking in their heart, so is he or she. Get them to thinking, thank you, thank you, thank you, rather than cussing you out, rather than robbing your house, rather than stealing your car, and all that kind of stuff. They say, thank you, thank you. And by the way, Ambassador Stern, you got it, you did it right. You passed the test on yesterday. That may have been the test that will get you what you need from the Lord. God, watch that and to see what you were going to do. And you passed the test. And instead of you cussing folk out, you went inside the house and thanked the Lord 1,000 times. Oh, my God. God saw it. He told me he saw it. He saw it. And it was a test for you. And you passed it. That may have been exactly what you needed to get that ultra awesome miracle. God wanted to see how you were going to respond in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of a fiery trial, right in the middle of other fiery trials. God allowed it. God permitted it. And now he's going to allow blessings like you've never seen in 2014. God bless you. All right.
I respect that, Dr. Johnson. That's what the saints of God told me on yesterday. And I just knew it was the work of the enemy. So, you know, I knew on yesterday how we praised the Lord and how we prayed and everything, that, amen, praise the Lord. If you're not doing anything for the Lord, the enemy won't come. But I know that I'm on the prayer wheel and I'm in the vine yard. So I just thank and praise God, and thank you so very much for the words of encouragement. I know that there's a big blessing coming my way.
Oh, yeah, huge. That was a test for a huge blessing. And you passed it. Oh, my God. Look for the Lord to do something astronomical. Amen. And let's see what God's going to do. Father, I just told her what you said.
Thank you.
You're the one who said it. And so, God, I thank you for the astronomical blessing. And we appreciate you very much.
Oh.
In Jesus' name, amen. Now, God bless all of you. Thank you for all of your gifts, and I'm just believing God for all of you to be blessed. Amen. Thank you for many people who have never responded. Thank you in advance for what you're going to do. I want to have prayer for you this morning. Amen. I feel like praying myself. I'm going to ask him for some miracles. One of the things I've been saying to our church for over 2 years, maybe almost three, and that is that God is making millionaires all around the world. God is doing it. He's tired of the enemy holding all the money because it's his money, and it has fallen in the hands of the enemy. They're trying to make all of their people around them who patronize what they're doing millionaires. But God said, there's going to be a shift, not only in the worldwide shift that is taking place here, in the spiritual, or really the new awakening, but he said there's going to be a shift with the money, in the money. It's taking so long because you got to understand that Satan's kingdom is built on the love of money. And God is shifting things, and it's going to give his people blessings like you've never seen. And so what I've been saying is that God is making millionaires everywhere. If you wanted to make you one, I wouldn't just let him know you desire to be one. You ought to say, Lord, let it happen to me. Lord, let it happen to me.
Yeah.
You have the opportunity to say it right now. Go ahead and say it. Lord,
let it happen to me.
Lord, let it happen to me.
Lord, let it happen to me.
Just like the Lord was watching Ambassador Stern's reaction when they stole her car, and God blessed her right away. He watches when you are not selfish. You got to not be selfish if you want God to bless you financially, because he wants to get his money through you, through his kingdom work. My goal now, God showed me what he was going to do for us, but my goal is to find the ministries around the world who are doing the greatest works for the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to be a blessing. The day is over. God heard me say this. The day is over when ministries have to go to non-spiritual people, big tycoons, corporate, big businessmen, and try to get money to do the Lord's work. That day is over. God's going to let us put together a board, and we're going to be looking for people to give money to, looking for people. I'm saying it openly because I want you, your faith to raise when it happens. If you don't hear me say it, then when it happens, you won't realize that it's an ultra awesome miracle. But I'm going to have a board. I said, let me just say it like this. God is going to give us a board, and our assignment will be to give out money to the ministries around the world that are doing the greatest jobs for the Lord. And if he can get it through me, he'll send it to me, and he can get it through me. And he showed me already. That's why I'm bold about this. God showed me. God showed me. I don't care what you say, but I know the Lord showed me this. It was over. When I was in Texas, he showed me this the first time, that we were giving out money, meeting to give out money all around the world to people who who are doing the greatest works for the Lord. That day is over when they're going to have to beg for money from non-religious people, non-spiritual people. But we're going to be trying to find them ourselves. I saw it. I'm announcing it. So when it happens, you will say that God showed it and God did it. And your faith will raise with mine. I don't want to be on a 20 level of faith and you down here at a 1 level. I want you to build with me. And that's why I'm going to say these things to you, that when they come to pass, you'll realize there was nobody but the Holy Ghost speaking. And so when I speak to you and tell you something, then your faith will be on the level of mine and you'll believe it as never before. Be like the prophet Elijah, who said, Lord, not only do this so that they may know that there is a God in heaven, but Elijah prayed and said, also, Lord, that they may know that there is a prophet in Israel. I want you to see this, that you will know that there's a prophet in Kansas, and that when I say a thing to you, God will do that thing, and your faith level will raise up. Your faith level needs to come up, folks. I don't want to be up there, way up there to 20, and you down here to 1. Raise your level. Believe God more. And when I ask you to do things, it's of the Lord. And if you'll do it, you'll get an ultra, ultra, ultra awesome blessing. God bless you. Got time for you. You got a prayer request. Make your prayer request known now. I want to pray for you personally myself. The line is open to you. Who has one?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. Don't forget my grandson. I want you to pray that God will release him from behind the walls, and pray for my entire family that the Lord will save every one of them. God bless you. Bless you.
Yes.
This is the people. I lost my cousin yesterday in death. Pray for my children and our sisters, and also pray for me.
You certainly will. Peterson, God bless you. And your cousin, what was that last name of your cousin?
Abram, Isabel Abram.
Abram?
Yes, sir.
We pray for that family.
Pray for me.
Yeah. All right, we'll pray for you, Sister Peterson. God bless you. Who else? Sister Johnson from Texas.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Saints. I'm asking you all to pray for my family. It's including my husband in the nursing home and my daughter and granddaughter and mother. Also, the lady that requested prayer in the nursing home, Miss Louise. I'm asking you all to pray for her as well, that the Lord will touch and heal her body. Heal my husband. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. It's up to y'all. I believe God's going to do some miracles today. If I don't know about it, then I can't pray about it. Anybody else?
I'm in Annapolis, Indiana.
Okay, Mother
my finances would come up. I'm asking the Lord to give me $1,200 more on what I receive it now. And I believe he's going to do it. I'm asking y'all to touch and agree with me on that behalf and pray for my family.
Yeah, don't y'all get jealous that she knows how to ask for what the Lord needs. Amen. Because the scripture does say, ask and it shall be given.
Yeah.
Seek and you'll find. And she expressed it. Amen. Thank God for her. The line is open to you to ask for what you need. She just took advantage of it. You don't say nothing, we won't know how to pray. All right, anybody else before I close? I'll take 3 more.
Sister Lucille.
Okay.
I'm asking prayer for my job. I have another client, and they keep telling me that they're waiting on some paperwork to come through. Some of it done came through. I'm waiting on one more piece of paper to come through, whatever they're talking about. And I'm asking the Lord to just make a way. And pray
All right,
for my
we'll
children.
Do that. Mm-hmm. Pray for your children, too. All right, who else before we close it? 2 more.
Mother Digby, I'm requesting prayer for my niece Ann McDaniel
And I want to stand in agreement with Dr. Johnson that God bless us with the money to help men in struggling ministries.
All right. God bless you. Amen. I didn't need the one, and you the one. Amen. If any two of you shall agree on earth.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that word. It's touching anything you shall ask. It shall be done for you of the Father. And it will come to pass. All right, who else? Anybody? All right. God bless you. I gave you the opportunity. So our style on this prayer line, you have to jump in there. I'm going to ask you one more time. You know, jump in there. I'm moving on. Anybody else have a prayer request?
Sister Jackson, 912. And would you please pray for my family, the Mensa family, and my two granddaughters.
Okay.
And thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the prayer line.
God bless you. All right. Anybody else before I close it?
All right. Since it's open, I do want to go ahead and add on Sister Murphy in Texas. This is a lady that is ill but has the Down syndrome daughter and the son with epilepsy. Her name is Sister Murphy.
Okay.
Mother Dixie, I want to also add on my neighbor across the street. Their house burned last night. It didn't burn down, but I'm sure the fire department kind of messed it up pretty bad, and I'm requesting prayer for that family.
All right, Mother Digby, that family that went in the house caught on fire.
Good morning. Can we please remember those that are on mute that can't get off to give their prayer request?
All right, and we're going to be solving that pretty soon. Looking for that number any day here about another prayer line. We're going to all move. Amen. Moving to a bigger house. Amen. And let me clarify that before y'all put out Dr. Johnson is moving to a bigger house. No, no. Wake up, wake up, wake up. I'm talking about a new prayer line. We're going to move to a prayer line that has a great availability, a greater availability. And by the way, I will move to a bigger house. It depends on Lady Betty. I don't know. I don't think she wants a big house. We had a huge house in Texas, and it's a lot to having a house, a big house with a pool and all that kind of stuff. And then after you've had it for 30, 35 years, sometimes you don't. Forget about Karen Brown and